Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio. I'm AJ McLean with the beautiful, stunning,
and
gorgeous, and injured, Dane Bramaged, Cheryl Burke.
And maybe changed for life.
And yes, potentially changed for life.
Who's Cheryl Burke again?
Yeah. Who is exactly. That? Wait, who am I? And my best friend and mentor of over 20 years, Mr. Renee Elizondo.
So nice to be here. Cheryl, you know there's been situations where someone cracks their head and
don't.
They all of a sudden they play classical piano.
I can, by the way, already. That's a hidden fact.
Have you made sure that you can still play it?
My mother definitely made sure that I could play it for the rest of my life.
I'd love to hear you play.
I can only read notes, though. Yes, but now I have press on, so it's kind of hard.
If I played classical piano, you'd know it. Put it that way.
I can play Fiorelis by Beethoven.
Wow.
Nice.
Da, 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 da. And that's all. That's all I remember.
Yeah,
is that
that's
part.
It, yeah.
That's da, awesome.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. No. But, man.
All kidding aside, though, are you okay?
You know, every minute that goes by, I'm starting to feel the pain more and more that now that my adrenaline's starting to wean down a little bit, but I'm getting so many messages. One from my massage therapist, hoping that she will get here. Actually, maybe tonight would be nice. But like, yeah, it's been. I think the actual look of it, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
But because of the ballroom floor, there's bounce to it. So if it were concrete or like even Marley, I'd been down for the.
Oh, she would have been knocked out for sure.
Yeah, I would have been blacked out. But because I'm so hard headed.
Well, I told her about my fall in Vegas when I fell through the stage 12 feet down.
Were you sober?
Yeah, I was stone cold sober. Here's what I did wrong.
Were you?
Yes, I was 100% sober.
I think I was there, wasn't I?
No, you weren't there for that one, dude.
When you fell off the back?
No, when I fell through the stage.
Oh, that's different.
No.
Yeah.
There's a point in one of our songs where all of our girl dancers go up to the top of our risers and they rise up on these lifts, and then the lifts go back down and they're open because the boy dancers are going to pop up next. So I broke choreography, which I never ever do. I broke it. I ran up, to mess with one of the girl dancers, but I didn't want to miss the first eight count. So I turned and there was no floor. I stepped into nothing. And the first thing I thought of was going into the fetal position and just covering my head. I missed so many metal poles by inches. It's not even funny.
Oh my God.
So I landed on the lift, bounced onto the cement behind the stage. I don't remember any of it because I was in shock. But I felt bad for one of our dancers. She came running off stage.
You know what's so funny? I actually remember the falling. It felt like it was 20 minutes of me trying
slow motion.
You know, but I was like, it was in total slow motion, Renee. And by the time I hit the floor, I was like thinking to myself, why was that so loud? Because it was just so loud.
Was that me?
Loud.
Yeah, that's
was
a,
that me?
That's bad when you hear
but
loud
it was a
sound.
Double. It was like my head became a basketball.
Yeah, oh she God. Was straight dribbling like pro style with her head.
So let's just tell everybody what happened. So honestly, okay. So after slow-moing it down, right, a few times yesterday, first of all, like the instant reaction for anybody is to stop, obviously. I was just in shock. Plus, it was already about 95% into our routine. I was kind of tired. So I just decided to chill there, laying down.
You earned it.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't bleeding, right? I was just like... That I hate blood, so that freaks me out. And then it wasn't that dramatic, so I was like, wait a second. I was just like, okay, I wasn't dizzy, but then that was it because it was our first run through of the morning, and we normally do camera blocking, and it's like four run throughs, and then that's just a very important day, right? Because that is for the director. The director can actually choreograph the shots, and we can just have the vibe of like, okay, what is this routine doing in this ballroom? And basically. Cut to the EMT came on the ballroom floor. Well, first my partner.
Wait, EMT? This was serious.
First, oh, this was serious. There. I was the first one on the scene. Literally.
Oh, yes. You swam over to me.
Dude, it was like, okay. During interviews tonight after the show, somebody said it exactly what it really was for me, I think, in that moment was like instant dad mode. Like, I stopped what I was doing. I crawled over to her and I was just like, okay. Say your name, you're talking, there's no blood. Like, I went into straight, like, survival mode because
Is there ringing in your ears?
Yeah, I had
there's always ringing in my ears.
I'm really impressed, AJ, that you went into that mode. That's awesome.
Well, and then I did it really again sweet. To her tonight before the elimination process.
I was
process.
Running upstairs. And
she
goes, wait,
was running. You were running up the stairs. And I'm so used to, like, telling my kids in the house, don't run, especially upstairs. More people fall going upstairs. Then downstairs.
Oh my gosh, now you have to stop.
I like yelled at him, like, don't run.
Did you go into a panic because you were afraid, oh my God, we're going to get eliminated, or were you worried? I'm kidding.
That'd be a really bad way to go out, too, like an accident. Like, okay, you're out.
But in a way, you get to go out and claim that you would have won, you know?
No, we're getting the sympathy vote. We're not going anywhere.
No. You guys are in. You guys are definitely in.
By the way, though, this is what really happened. And then then after I got walked off the stage, right, because we made the EMTs like, you have to not do this next pass. Let's just put another couple in. Let's just see how you feel in the next 10 minutes. And he goes, God, you're really, your heart's beating fast. And I said, well, I just danced. So yeah. I think he was like, I'm like, yeah, that's normal. And then. I was icing, and then about 10 minutes later, the executive, Dina Katz, one of the executives, she just said, look, I don't think you should dance anymore. You should take the rest of the day off. And mind you, to say that to me is really like, that's basically saying to go take a vacation in the middle of a season. Right. Like, that's just like,
it's
what
not
it's
in
a big
you.
No.
Yeah. It's not in
but,
you.
And also, like, I think if I would have just gotten up right away just to show that I was fine, but I was just chilling. Like, I was fine. Like, but it looked so dramatic, and the sound of it.
No, I mean,
so
I heard her head hit the ground over the music, and the music is very loud in there, and I could hear it. You can hear it.
Well,
so
even
like,
backstage, they heard it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just...
Wow. I didn't know that it was that bad. I mean, I knew AJ. AJ was worried when we talked on the phone.
I know, he was.
When it
he
happened,
was so
and he actually said you said some funny stuff. What was it, AJ, that it may have knocked the something out of
you
her?
You said...
knocked the OCD?
Yeah,
no,
no,
something
no.
Something like that, or like you said... what did you say? It was so good.
I have no idea. That I don't know.
Oh, no.
Know.
Like something like I think I may have lost the will to scold.
Yeah. The will to
definitely
scold.
Definitely did not say that, though.
No, but something along those lines.
But along those lines, yeah. And hopefully, it knocked the bitch out of me or something.
No, that's never. No.
That's funny.
But no, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay because, again. Yeah.
Then obviously the show needed a hashtag cliffhanger for the show.
Perfect.
But it was. I mean, it was pretty dramatic.
Is this the worst you've ever been hurt?
I've never been hurt.
This is the first time?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I have never, and
you've
I wouldn't call this an injury
an ankle
either.
Or nothing?
Well, and when I'm in my competition days, yes.
Yeah,
but
that's
not,
what I mean.
Not, oh, you mean my professional career?
What's the worst, yeah, as a dancer that you've been hurt?
Actually, you know what? I have been pretty lucky.
Wow. I'll tell you, that's good.
I haven't broken anything.
I was with you, AJ, in Vegas. Remember, you ended up on New Year's Eve. We ended up at the emergency room.
Yeah, but what I told Cheryl tonight, which is kind of funny, I said, you know,
we manifested it.
We were talking about, she did an interview on Kelly Clarkson,
yeah.
Have you ever been injured before? And she's like, no.
No, it was about me injuring so many of my partners. Oh. It was like about 6 out of the 23 partners I've injured.
She hadn't been injured. And then
I was proud, yeah. And I said, I've never been injured. And then cut to.
And then I told her about when I broke my pinky a couple months ago. And I was like, the day before, I literally had just said to you or somebody, Renee, I had never broken a bone in my body.
Oh, yeah. And then you
and
did.
And then I break my freaking pinky.
Totally.
I haven't broken a bone either.
So wait, Cheryl, you said that you're known for hurting your partners? Is
I'm
that
not
what
known.
You said?
I mean, she just asked how... Sorry, I'm eating.
Are you a serial herder?
I just fracture your feet, so careful.
Yeah, you know. Just takes
fine.
Out the leg.
Listen, don't come on the show if you're already injured from a previous injury. I highly suggest you probably get that fixed before you do Dancing with the Stars. But, and you know, whatever. So I broke my partner's arm.
Oh my goodness.
Christian de la Fuente was his name. Or he's still alive is his name. And
changed
he
his name.
became a better dancer. We made the final because of it. Because I broke his, or he broke it. He was lifting weights still when I told him not to. But basically, he broke his right arm, literally dropped me on my head.
Oh, my gosh.
During the dance. It happened during the live show. And he had to raise his hand. And then Tom Bergeron, at the time, had to go to him. We had to cut to commercial. We thought we were bowing out. This is when we had Tuesday result shows. And then he goes, wait, Cheryl, can I really not just dance with one arm? And I'm like, yeah, actually. No, it was his left arm that I... Okay, whatever. His right arm was still there, which
right
was a good
thing. Right arm's dominant. Yes.
And so he became a better dancer because of it.
Wow.
You have to put everything in. To the most
and
important.
Then, mm-hmm, Wayne Newton had walking pneumonia. Tom DeLay fractured both his feet. Ray Lewis was the first football player ever to get injured. That was last season.
Wow. That's
this
crazy.
Is your turn. Not a good track record. I'm just like, shit.
But wait, think about it. That's only 4 out of the 23.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's actually pretty good odds.
That's true, 4.
That's pretty good odds.
Not too bad.
But tonight was pretty... I was a little shocked at who were in the bottom two, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know.
Wait, before we get there, can you just tell me the story of you in Vegas? The emergency room in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. So, what tour was that? I don't remember the tour, but I know it was you and Britt were out.
Yeah, we went out.
You went out to come hang out
and
see
the show.
And
we saw you on the stage. We saw you... bend your knee.
Yeah, I think I hyperextended my quad or my knee.
No, it was your meniscus. Something to do, remember? And then you finished out the show hobbling around, and then finally you couldn't even hobble around.
That's
finally
right.
You just sat and sang while everyone else danced.
And that's when you brought me that freaking long-legged stuffed giraffe to the hospital, which was really sweet.
It's the only way they would let us in to see you. We had to have a stuffed animal.
We have to have a stuffed animal to come in
that's
and see
cute.
Me. Yeah. I mean, but literally twice in my career now I've fallen through the stage. Once on the New Kids tour that we did with them, 2 hours before opening night, we had this humongous stage that we nicknamed the penis stage because it literally looked like that. The catwalk was 90 feet long and the tip was a circular B stage.
Yeah, you
and
don't
then,
need to go any further. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, so where the band was on the main stage, there was two sets of stairs that went down diagonally from each other. which is where New Kids had their quick change area and BSB had their quick change area. So we're in the middle of our sound check and I'm talking to our MD. And when I'm talking to you, I look at you. Like, so I'm looking at him and I'm talking and all of a sudden the floor just disappeared. I had no idea where it went.
It's always the floor, isn't it?
The floor's damn fault.
Are you sure?
Floor is always missing.
I was so lucky because there was
always luck.
There was no tape. There was no anything. So like I would never have even seen it anyways. There was no padding on the metal. It was metal stairs. I missed all of it. I scraped my shin and I tweaked my knee a little bit, but I was able to have clearance to actually do the show that night. But it could have been bad.
Could have been pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, gnarly. It's
crazy.
Like, knockout.
Crazy that the floor's always missing with you. I've never had the floor missing.
Yeah, I know. Are you sure it's not your perception?
Cheryl, have you ever had
depth perception?
Cheryl, have you ever had the floor just missing?
No, I just use it as I'm the basketball and that's the floor.
She's just trying to dribble and get it in the hole.
I'm just trying to dribble my own head.
So you guys, I want to ask you something. How are you guys doing at this stage? At this stage of the competition, but do you feel you have it in you to get to the finish line? How are you guys feeling emotionally, physically?
You know we're trying to do this whole process one step at a time. You in the finish line.
Well,
stop with the finish line.
Not the finish line. I'm not saying are you going to win it or predict it. I'm just saying.
True.
At the point of the competition, do you feel you guys are pacing yourself? Do you guys feel that you're, aside from falling on your head, right? how do you guys feel overall?
I mean, I think you said it tonight to me, though. Like, you can get a sense from everybody in the room that everybody is so tired. Everybody.
Yeah. But you know what's so crazy to me? I think, I don't know why, because it's only one dance still. I mean, except for this week coming up, we'll have two dances, but the music became extra long.
Yeah.
We're also dealing with the pandemic, which is probably draining.
Right.
Right. But also, I do feel that now when we have two dances, that's going to separate the finalists from the rest of the pact on who goes home. Because some people won't be able to handle two dances. Hopefully my partner will be able to.
In the UFC and MMA or in boxing, they say, you know, going into the championship rounds, right? Like this separates the people from the rest, the ones that, you know, are ready to do this, you know, or have what it takes. And you feel that's the stage you guys are in right now, sort of like sink or swim kind of.
I could honestly, like, the PT on set was like, you should probably take the next 2 days off. Like, that's not an option for me. If it were week two in the competition, maybe. But, you know, we've got a very important week, you know, coming up. Yeah. And and also we're already coming into week eight. There's only 4 more weeks left. There's a double elimination. I don't think I'd be able to, you know, I've put in already so much into this, like blood, sweat, and tears that I don't think, I mean, I'm really going to have to be injured to not continue.
And now I'm
going
to have to step up my game a lot more.
Well, that's
more.
Right. You're going to have to stop using your muscle.
And yeah. Knowing both of you, knowing you very well, AJ, and now getting to know Cheryl better, I can't imagine you guys with 2 days off. What would you do?
What?
I know.
I would make him rehearse.
I would sleep. Like, dude, how many times now have we attempted to play golf? When I have a late rehearsal and we try to tee off, I can't even...
No more golf.
I can't make it past 9 holes.
Although he was practicing the tango on the golf course. I have the video to prove it.
Yes, but he wasn't dragging his feet.
It's grass, woman. I can't drag my feet in grass.
That is not true.
Those are really nice golf shoes.
Let's talk about Jeannie, though, really quick before we get catch a break, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's talk about her. Like, she actually... Didn't you hear Brandon to say this to us tonight?
He
was
said,
really nervous. He even called it. He goes, I think we're in the bottom two. And I'm like,
say
no
that,
way.
And then we were thinking the same thing, you and I. And he's like, no, you guys are going to be good. And it's like, nobody's good. Like, you don't know that. You literally can't assume
that
you're good. You just
I think
know.
We're going on our intuition, right? And most of the time it's right. When it comes to the pro dancers, just because you kind of have a vibe and you can compare it to other seasons. Like, you know, like I know every morning before I even know that I'm getting eliminated. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel it in your heart and in your gut, I'm sure.
No, I think it's like, yeah, or it's like, I also know, like, if I make the final, if we're not going to win or not.
Right.
It's just intuition.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got a weird vibe from, you know, Jeannie. B, before Brandon said anything.
I thought we were in the bottom two.
That's what I know. We were talking about that. And then
well,
because
I was like, the judges kept looking at us because this was the same look that when the same type of thing happened with me and my previous partner. And I'm like, why does Bruno keep looking at me and rehearsing his lines?
Yeah, you said that to me twice. And then you were like literally kind of getting nervous. And I'm like, okay, if you're nervous,
then
your
armpits started getting sweaty.
I'm like, but yeah. I mean, look, I'm really stoked that Jeannie is still here with us. And
yes,
you know,
no, for sure. She has so much, but like she's getting better and better for sure.
She is. And I'm sad to see Monica and Val go because even Monica was getting better and better. She really was.
Oh,
I mean,
and I thought she was way underscored tonight.
I agree. Agree. It was a great performance. But like you said, jazz is not technically a ballroom dance. So it's hard to really judge that. You know what I mean?
Explain that to me, you guys. So explain to me what classifies what. Do you know? Because
okay, so ballroom is like the 10 dances, right? You've got like you got two different styles of ballroom. You've got standard, which is the waltz, tango, foxtrot, quick step, and Viennese waltz. And then you've got the smooth category, which is also the same dances but done technically different. Then you've got Latin, which is cha-cha, samba, rumba, paso doble, jive. Jeez. That's like 12. And then you've got Charleston, you've got Argentine tango, salsa. And so that's like 13, 14 dances I just named, and that the show's only that long. I mean, the show's like 11 weeks, basically.
But like jazz or contemporary is not technically considered.
It's
kind of
like
dance.
You don't want to do that until freestyle round. That's like my thing.
Right. But it's
like,
worked for some
point?
People, though. It's worked for Neve.
That's not true. We don't know the season, how it's going
to
end.
No, but I'm saying when he did a jazz routine, he got really good scores and he seemed to do well.
No, but I'm talking about like the overall, this is all strategically planned out, you know?
Yes, yes, it is. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, and we are going to come back with a very special guest, Miss Jeannie Mai. So stay tuned.
My sister.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast for Pretty Messed Up. The amazing, the gorgeous, the beyond talented,
Emmy
super
award
independent,
winning.
Emmy award winning, glam darling,
best,
Bruno would say.
Best Asian celebrity dancer to ever have touched Dancing with the Stars' ballroom floor.
Period. End of
Thank
story.
You, Cheryl.
Miss Jeannie Mai.
Thank Yay. You. Yay. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I've been jealous because I follow you guys on the gram and I see every episode there's like another person and it gets closer and closer in the ballroom and I'm like, wow.
First of all, how do you have time to even go on Instagram with no, everything that you're doing?
I'm that girl. I'm that girl that stays scrolling. But I will say this. Just because you're scrolling the gram doesn't it give you an excuse to go into feeds that plunge you into comparing yourself to people and all that. Yeah. I had to actually fix the algorithm of my social media.
Interesting.
Gossip sites, obviously sites that weren't encouraging, people that laughed at other people.
I actually had to stop going on Instagram because of me comparing myself.
I've been off of social media for 2 years.
He doesn't even have it on his phone.
I've not had any apps on my phone for 2 years. It's been a blessing.
See, that's why, Jeannie, when we're sitting up in the balcony, you're like this, and then me and AJ are just like, Twiddle-dee and twiddle-dum.
But see, that's called discipline. So, AJ, you're doing it the mature route.
Yes.
Cheryl, I don't know where you're at right now.
I'm just avoiding.
Okay. Well, that's no. Then you guys are mature. Because I have to be on top of things.
Totally.
Show, I have to know news. So, I can't be sleeping under a rock if Brittany decides to post another amazing video where she gives us tips on how to pack for the beach. Like, and I'm saying that seriously.
Oh, wait. Did that really happen? See, this is how out of tune I am.
Yes. Now. No. Yes. No. That I've seen, actually.
So, I fixed the algorithm of my feed so that it gives me things that are either conducive to my work or it's actually things that, like, I love Ellen's feed. I love funny stuff.
How do you do that? Fix the algorithm.
You stop clicking and looking into pages that are negative. Or if you stop scrolling on, have you ever had, it's almost like when you say, oh my God, I want to buy a green beetle.
Yes.
All of a sudden you'll see green beetles
everywhere.
Exactly.
So your algorithm is like that. So the more you click on certain pages that maybe aren't great for you, the more it'll pop up and that inundates your consciousness.
Got it.
So stop clicking on it. Start clicking on the fun puppies and good bacon.
Yes. Puppies. Okay.
Yeah. That's
puppies
what my best
and
bachicadas. Puppies and kittens. Yes.
Yes.
Jeannie, I also want to introduce you to another one of our co-hosts, Mr. Rene Elizondo.
Hi, Mr. Rene. How are you doing?
How are you?
He has a very soothing voice.
No, very calming.
But I have to tell you, I was in the tub reading your bio, and I felt like I got to get up and do something. I got to go, like, save the world in some kind of way. Seriously, so impressive.
Very accomplished, very successful woman we're talking to.
Honestly, and positivity. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. And it's funny to know that me and you talked about this as well when we had our first run in about how introverted we both are. Right. But like it'd be shocking, I think, for some people, because like I've seen you passing by in like the scene back before the pandemic. And we share a manager, Steven Grossman. And I thought you were always very like just outgoing. But I guess you could be introverted and outgoing in social settings.
1,000% more introverted. The number one thing is to figure out what fills you, right? So for me, being with people, performing on Monday nights, doing Dance with the Stars, it drains me. It actually drains me to be with people. My fiance, he's the opposite. When he's with people, it livens them up. My mom is the same way. She craves to be around people because it gives her more energy. Drains me. So in order for me to be what you see on TV, the Jeannie Mai you guys see, I'm usually coming from this type of setting.
Got
it. Super integrated, quiet. I love jazz music.
I'm the same girl. I don't even got to talk. Talking, like smiling, it gets me drained. I'm just so drained by just smiling this much.
Yeah. So I love connecting with people. I love listening to people's stories. I do love celebrating people's potential. That's the nature of my job. So I do it because that's a passion. But then I have to reserve myself and then I can come out and be on again for other people. But it's not meant for me. For me is that time alone. So I'm
I totally feel you. And I think that's why we connect. But speaking of, you know, connecting, I feel like I totally relate to your story, Jeannie, with when it comes to, you know, sexual abuse and definitely just living in the Bay. I'm a Bay girl as well from the Bay Area, as you know, and our mothers and just our culture, you know, that we grew up in. It's very similar. We live a very similar, or we had a very similar life, I guess, parallel. And I do believe everyone comes into each other's lives for a reason. And I think you being able to tell your story is super powerful. So
yeah, just to actually give some people some context, and AJ, you probably don't know this, but me and Cheryl have known each other through our manager and through the business. Cheryl's obviously just such an amazing talent where I get to see on red carpets and things like that. But it wasn't until my manager told me that Cheryl had seen an episode on my YouTube series called Hello Honey, where I confront my mom about a sexual abuse experience that happened at 9 when a family member she let into our home who was babysitting started to do things to me for 4 years. And when I approached her about it, she didn't handle it the right way. I ran away from home at 16, and my mom and I, who you keep seeing in all these packages and stories on the stars,
she's great.
We fell apart for 10 years. And honestly, it took me about, and I'm not blaming my mother. This is just the trauma of being a victim of
survivor
abuse, a survivor. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was recuperating myself to a point that now at 41, so I confronted my mom at 39. It took that long, you guys, from 16 to,
I believe it,
39. That I said, my mom and I are cool now. We've made amends, but that one area I've never gotten over. And in order for me to respect her from woman to woman, I need to have her listen to what that did to me when she didn't believe me.
My mom and I just went through that, less than a year. We were watching the Oprah special on Michael Jackson. So I also did a YouTube video about it just recently. I just put it up actually last Friday. And it was really hard for me to talk about. And I was by myself. My mom wrote me this beautiful letter when we were watching this Oprah show on molestation and how they groom you and what grooming means. And they had, you know, the victims of, you know, that whole Michael Jackson thing that happened, you know, that controversy there. And it's so crazy because I never could put a word to the feeling of being groomed. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, holy crap. So this is why I was blaming myself for it, as if like I never talked about it because I didn't want to upset my molester.
Yep. And by the way, the human like effects that come out of it as you grew up. I don't know if you became a people pleaser. I was a people pleaser from being groomed. I also was very anti-connecting. If somebody gets
that's me. I was more anti-connecting than people pleaser.
Yes. All these things come from it, but you have to actually stop yourself when you start seeing that you have habits that
patterns, repetitive things
you even hear people say about you, to actually visit and go, okay, where are these things coming from? Because this is learned behavior.
But also, it's you're feeling your feelings. Like, I don't think I've actually felt the feeling of sadness or, guilt or anger. I didn't go through the different stages because I was numbing until just recently when I've become sober for 2 years or a little over 2 years now. When I watched your video on YouTube, though, Jeannie, it was very inspiring, which is why I did this as well. And I told Steven Grossman, our manager, that, you know, it was so revealing and so vulnerable, and to have done that with your mother, right? Just like having an honest just conversation is I'm sure helping millions of people. So thank you for doing that. It has helped me.
You are a huge inspiration, Jeannie, whether you realize it or not. I mean, reading like fans, reading people's comments about just you in general that I've seen is nothing but positivity and inspiration. And you are such a great role model for young women out there. And, you know, I'm in awe of you. Like, I've not really had a chance to talk to you as much except the last few weeks. Like, you know, now that we got moved to the cool side of the ballroom, we can sit and talk. I never really had a chance to really talk to you, and just hearing you talk and hearing you, how you carry yourself, you put off such a great confidence And it's very inspiring.
But I truly believe, though, Jeannie, it's because of all that we've been through in the past. That's what, you know, that's where you get the strength from, is the resilience that we had to go through.
And the confrontations with yourself. I'm sure that you, it sounds like, Cheryl, you had to have confrontations with yourself.
Oh, for sure. I had to just put it all out there.
What are damages that I'm still carrying? Mm-hmm. What are weights? What is weight about me that I'm still carrying? And I can't make excuses anymore. And that's survivor, like you said.
Well, and totally. And I've been in therapy since it happened. So it happened to me when I was like 5, 6 years old for about 4 or 5 years before I testified against him. And then he was put to prison, basically, for, he was supposed to be life in prison. He got out, went to my stepdad's dental practice and basically said, I never did that to your daughters. And it was like a full-on thing. And I was testifying against this guy by myself at 9 years old. They wouldn't let my mother in. And it was like a whole thing, right? But then my mom was busy working. I had my Filipino babysitter babysitting me, who didn't believe me when I did tell her. And so it's just like, but then now I'm starting to understand why I am a certain way sometimes, and why I choose, why my belief patterns and behavioral certain patterns are the way that they are. And like, now I can make peace with it, but I do want to move forward and not be defined by my past, yet I'm not going to numb it and pretend it never happened.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that also is part of why you're a communicator today. For me, confronting my mom was not to hear a specific answer from her. And this is what I want to make sure, if anybody is in the same place where Cheryl and I were, where we had to confront our demons. When you confront whoever it is that made it very difficult in the process to get to where we are today, it's not meant to get the right answer from them. It's not meant to get sorries. If anything, it's to have closure to hear
and forgiveness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Verbalize your story. You shut up for a second and listen to what happened to me, and just listen to what I needed from you at that time. And the second thing for me is to stop the generational curse. Asian people don't talk about their problems.
Ever.
Don't admit that their family is effed up. They don't want people to look at us crazy.
They don't hug, right? They're always patting our backs. Yes. Well, I mean, we're Asian, but like, I know what I was saying.
Yeah.
No.
As an Asian American, I want to actually absorb what you learn in American culture, which is talk about your shit.
Right.
Like, I would watch sitcoms where on Family Ties, they would have a family meeting when something went wrong, and they would sit together. These white people would sit together, and I'm like, that actually looks like it works. I want to sit together and talk to my family about something.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have been able to not necessarily move on from it? Because like, for me, I'll wake up sometimes depressed one morning, or like, it's an everyday thing that I'm going to have to work on. It's an everyday process to become the better version of myself and feeling the feelings, right? But how are you right now as that stands? Are you still holding on to any resentment, or have you forgave your mother? You forgave her, obviously, because you guys are in talking terms, but...
I have forgiven her, but I'm more about, instead of lamenting about what it caused me and what I didn't like about myself, I'm super hyper focused on what I want to become and how I want to be. So when, like, one issue about me is I have a hot temper, and I'll be honest, I'm working on it. If I get into something, I just shut down, and all of a sudden I just clam up and I don't talk, and that doesn't help resolve things. So it's very helpful to have someone like a partner, like my fiance. He's like, no, we're not shutting down. We're talking about this. I went, and reminding myself, you're not going to be like you were the last 30 years of your life, Jeannie. You're going to take a moment for yourself, breathe it in, and then communicate.
So do you meditate? Did you go to therapy? What did you do?
I go to therapy, but I also learn to feel my feelings. The thing you said, Cheryl, like, feel your feelings, let it out, and then I go into logic. Okay, what is going to help most right now? How do I get this person to just feel where I'm at, and what is the end goal? Just to listen? Okay, then just tell them, can you please just listen? I don't need any answers. Really?
Yeah, it's you know, something that I learned that I was never okay with, and I'm still figuring out, is being an alcoholic, being a drug addict, like learning how to lean into the uncomfortableness. That is something I was never able to do, because the minute I felt uncomfortable, or the minute I felt something was confrontational, I would drink or use over it to numb it, to not deal with it, to avoid it. Now, you know, almost 11 months sober, like, now knowing it's okay to feel the feelings I feel. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because they too shall pass. You just have to feel
it. Whether it's happiness, joy, sadness, anger, I mean, I've experienced every emotion literally in the past 3 months or 2.5 months.
Just
doing
today,
this show.
You felt every emotion.
Just today,
today
I went through
rehearsal.
About 10 different emotions. But you know, it's living life on life's terms is one of the the key things that I've learned from both Cheryl and Renee, and it's really helped me every day. You know, like just understand that that's okay. To be uncomfortable is okay. But communication is key. You're absolutely right. That's how my wife and I are. If there's one good thing that we've got among the many great things, we have great communication. We talk everything out. We don't harbor it in. We don't let it fester.
I think that's the secret to a great relationship, isn't it, though? With any relationship.
Any relationship, yes.
I can tell that you have that, AJ. When you speak of your wife and then you talk about your past, you talk about your sobriety, I can absolutely tell that she's a solid rock and a reflection of who you be.
Oh, yeah.
She reminds you to be your best self. And what you just said too about leaning into the uncomfortable, I remember one time nature helps me relax and eat out of my own head, Cheryl. And I saw this bird land on this branch, and this branch was like this flimsy, it literally bent all the way down, and the bird just hopped on it, cleaned itself, looked around, and then hopped off. And I was like, that branch is going to break. But then I realized I need to be like that bird in that when you land on a branch, it doesn't matter what kind of branch it is. You got to trust in your wings, not the branch.
Trust the process. Trust the journey.
For me, it was like, what is my next job? Who's my next relationship? Did I make that person happy? Does that girl like me? Like, it was always the branch in life. Then I was like, no, it hit me when I was around 40, which is why I'm talking about this, because I don't want somebody to wait that long.
Right.
But it hit me at 40 that, no, Jeannie, you've got the wings. Now learn how to fly, baby.
Right, spread them.
Yeah.
No matter what the branch is, no matter what my marriage looks like, no matter what my job situation looks like, no matter how much money in the bank I have, I've got to rely on my wings.
Absolutely.
I hear you. I'm 42 and I'm finally figuring it out.
Yeah.
So trust me. I get it.
It's never too late.
No,
as long as
like
you
time.
Figure it out, right? It's never too late.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, life is going to be a learning process for the rest of your life.
For
no
sure.
One's going to figure it all out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there would be no joy in life if you don't get to go through life's experiences.
Absolutely.
You know, like you have to just let life be and just walk the path.
Yeah.
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right.
I just think it's awesome, first, that you came on. It's awesome that she was on time. It was awesome.
Oh, she's Asian.
She's well lit.
Yeah. That's part of the DNA.
Like, we could hear her. This
yes.
is awesome. But I was going to say, you know, our podcast started from the idea of surviving, right? Surviving. We've all here crashed and burned. For us, it was drugs and alcohol. Your story is also a story of surviving. And to me, the thing that inspires me is when someone's willing to talk about their stuff, right? It's like, that's the only way other people are willing to talk about their stuff. There was a time where we didn't discuss any of this stuff, especially if you're a woman, especially if there's been sexual abuse. You kept it inside. You felt like you were the one that made the mistake. You feel that you're the one, you know, no one believes you, all that stuff. And so for me, the idea that we started this podcast, AJ's been very open about his crash and burn. So has Cheryl, so have I. And people really connect to that sort of like refusal to stay down, right? Like, okay, fine. Like you talked about being a victim. And for a while, we are, but then we don't let that keep us back, right? And that's what I see in you. I just love seeing someone that says, okay, yes, I was down. Yes, I was victimized. But now using all of it in a way to push forward and pursue all your dreams. I just wanted to thank you for being on.
Oh,
you know, it's just perfect fit.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
You're truly an inspiration, my friend. You really are.
Fact that we all and everybody has some type of story that deserves to be listened to and deserves to have and unfortunately not everybody has a real moment with themselves to own what it is that has taken place to own
nor do they even know what that means.
Yeah.
And I think there's one more layer, you know, here, which is I've been to rehab a few times, and I'll tell you, rarely would you see someone Asian in rehab.
Really?
And it wasn't because they didn't have a problem, but because of those cultural differences that we talked about, where you don't want to bring shame to the family. We just push it away. We paint the house, even though the plumbing is rotting.
AJ,
but we'll just keep painting the house.
It's crazy that you say that, because I've been to rehab three times and I've never seen
AJ, remember I told
Asian
you about
person.
This People magazine thing? What I said about my...
Yeah.
That is so true, Renee.
No, it makes sense. It's, yeah, it's, you know...
And I will say, if you notice, if you look out into the streets with homelessness, you'll rarely see an Asian
That's
person.
That's so true. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wow. Actually, the Asian people generally are so ashamed of just revealing that they need help.
Yeah.
They'll kill
themselves. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go and lock themselves in some weird hermit situation. Or absorb themselves in work, like those nail salons that are open up.
With their heads down, man. That's it.
Well, think about what happens. Like, I've, by the grace of God, been, you know, fortunate to travel the world doing what I do for a living. And the stories I've heard, like when we go over to Japan, like the big business companies, if these guys feel like they've failed in any way, they kill themselves. I mean, that's the extreme. It's like, oh my God. So the bar is really high. You know, yeah. And it's like, that's the standard that they've been raised in. And it's like,
and so
oh
has the second generation. Like, this is why I'm such a workaholic. Like, there is no, I don't know any other way. This is what I never saw my mother growing up. She was opening up her business. She became like rags to riches is her story. And it's, she works 24 hours a day. And now she says she has to go to work, but she's just checking Facebook. Like, she's so used to like having to literally like just constantly go. And that's where I get it. That's where I get it from. It's hard. Like, I'm addicted to productivity, you know.
I remember the last time I was in Japan, there was a commercial that came on TV. It said, if you're going to jump in front of the train, don't do it during rush hour. Because it'll slow down the train.
How selfish of you.
Yeah. How dare you mess up my commute?
Stop business. How dare you stop somebody's 9 to 5?
Exactly.
To go and businesses to open. It's terrible.
Seriously.
So you're talking about your documentary.
Yes, thank
Jeannie.
You. Yep.
Oh, yeah, of course. So one thing that I have found, and AJ, I'm sure you know a lot about this, is being able to connect with other people who are somewhat in the same situation as I have, as far as being manipulated, coerced, things like that. It helps my healing. And that's something I'm dedicated to for the rest of my life. So being an advocate to protect victims of sex trafficking, victims of human trafficking, has been my threshold. So I honestly thank the platform I have, because I don't really care to be famous, to be really honest with you. Really,
that's why you're so successful.
But it really is a tool to me, because sadly in this world, somebody with no name is not going to get the same attention and the same platforms as somebody who is on Dancing with the Stars or has a talk show or a podcast. So thankfully, I have a reason for this mayhem of a world that drains me, right? And I turn that into protecting women of trafficking. So right now, I am working with an amazing group called, they're actually monks that come from this, the Diocese
so
Retreat.
Cool.
Wow.
And these two monks have completely taught themselves how to direct, how to produce, how to edit. And we are on our second film called Stopping Traffic 2. The first film called Stopping Traffic teaches you what exactly trafficking is and what are the different ways you can stop trafficking in your own neighborhood, whether it's here in the US or overseas. And then the second one, we're going to be focusing on the lives of victims, because there's only 2% of victims that make it. So that's
So you're giving back. I think when you, like, the reason why I think Dancing with the Stars is so successful, because no matter what, you're a celeb, you're not a celeb, whatever, we're trying to make everybody's life just a little bit better, right? Especially during a time like this. And I think that that is so awesome, because I don't think there's a lot of education out there about trafficking. And I didn't realize it happened here in the US.
Trafficking, big time. When I started about maybe 10 years ago, trafficking was the fourth largest form of dark organized crime.
Wow.
Now, Cheryl, it's the second, right after drugs.
What?
So trafficking of drugs, selling drugs, drugs use, that's number one in the whole world. Number two is trafficking. Number three is weapons.
Wow.
So the selling of human bodies is a huge commodity. Sex trafficking is an easy, understandable, sickening way of understanding how human bodies are used for sex slaves, children, all that. But then think about how resourceful a human body is to use as housekeepers, to use as groomers, to use as mm-hmm. people who mow your lawn, to use as people to have babies for people who don't want to go through the adoption process, to sell for their body parts, their Jesus. Organs. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing to me is to think of it this way. This is pretty morbid, but this is the best way to think. How can somebody get sucked into being a slave?
Right. Are they being groomed?
The human body, you guys, is so resilient. It's such a survivor on its own that even at birth, you could be sold as a baby because a family wants a baby or somebody wants to raise a baby as their slave or whatever the hell the reason would be in their household or in their lifestyle. The kid grows up, and now that kid, if it's a female, it'll be used for sex. If it's a male, it'll be used to work. Consider that. You're not going to kill this body. You're just going to continue using it as a slave. Mm-hmm. And even when you get too old to work, you can then be used to have children for other families, or you can be used for your organ.
Right.
So it's a really sickening thing, but the human body can make one person so much money, and that's why it's the second form of dark crime.
So where can people watch this, watch your documentary? This is, I have to watch it because, like, this is fascinating.
No, you guys, really, yeah. Honestly, I'm telling you, I've watched every documentary out there to date about trafficking. I feel ours is the strongest because it's very cutthroat. Sure. Exactly what it is from real life stories.
That's great.
So it's called Stopping Traffic. It's available on iTunes, everywhere you go. Stoppingtraffic.org is where you'll find more information.
Awesome. And before we let you go, Dancing with the Stars, how are you enjoying your experience so far?
Yeah, you have been slaying it, by the way.
AJ!
Actually,
you
though.
Have!
Mrs. Show
you
and Tell.
Have.
Yes, you're good.
Yeah, you're
oh
show
my
and
God.
Tell.
The day AJ went up on the stage and then had his big old platform. And his
that's what he does for a living.
Voice popped out. I literally took off my mic. I'm like, I'm going home to bed.
You're crazy.
I was blown away. And AJ, the fact that you just emulate what a performer does, how a dancer should move, you and Cheryl explode off of the stage. You, I feel like there's just maybe two or three people where it's like the ones to watch, where you're like, if you wonder what it's supposed to look like, watch that. And then come over here and just like, oh, you know, have
thank
some
you.
Fun.
I mean, wow. Yeah.
But you're selling yourself short.
Talk to me off the podcast and we'll have a completely different conversation. No, but this has been a really, I mean, look, but honestly, how have you enjoyed the experience so far?
Especially with Brandon. Tell us about Brandon.
Yeah, he's funny.
So first off, I want to say that Dancing with the Stars is hands down the most exhilarating, challenging, reflective journey I've ever been on out of all my jobs. And even though
agreed.
Not, only because we, all of us celebrities, are known and paid for doing what we do best, whether it's hosting, making music, whatever it may be. Now right. you're taken completely out of your comfort level of what makes you think you got that sauce. And then you're thrown yeah. something you've never done before. And you're left on your own to be judged and criticized by everybody and social media.
But you're making everyone at home
smile. Yeah, well, okay, yeah. And then there's people who laugh and jeer.
No, no. Everyone's rooting for you. Everyone's rooting for you guys.
It's reality. It's no. You're totally right.
But what I've learned about it is how to head on attack the things about myself that I've let myself get too complacent on.
It's like a life lesson.
Agreed.
This whole show.
Agreed. It's not even about the dancing anymore. It's not. It's like that's the first thing that Cheryl or I call her Share Bear on the podcast. But it's gonna keep catching on. No, but like literally from Jump Street, it's like okay, yes, it's a dancing competition, but it's about the journey. It's about
how you end.
You know, from A to Z. And man, already week 7, I know for me, I'm sure the same for you, I've learned more shit about myself that I didn't know was there. I've gotten more secure in certain parts of my life. My relationship at home with my wife is better.
Because you touch her, like you mean it. Is that why?
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like, I can dip her now. No.
With that.
My patience with my beautiful kids has gotten better, which is insane. Like, my patience, period, has gotten better. I mean,
wow.
You know. But
yes, I love the metamorphosis of seeing yourself day one where you're like, huh, what am I supposed to do? And your body's doing all sorts types of shapes that your partner looking at you like, oh God, we've got a long way.
Yeah, I
am.
Yes.
Week later, even if you're not tip top, you're doing things you would never have thought you've done before.
Because you have no choice.
Yeah.
It's always
same
crazy.
For swim.
You know that when you really put your mind to it.
Fight or flight, man.
How powerful is that though, Jeannie? Like even what you were saying about the human body, right? It's the same thing with the brain and just like with just when you have no other choice, right? Because at the end of the day, you can take as many days off as you want, but that's on you guys. We know our routines, right?
Absolutely. So, and I appreciate for, to mention Brandon. It takes a very creative person to watch you and your moves and get to know you and then choreograph based on your strengths. Like I even watched Daniela do it with Nelly. Like Nelly's got, he's King Swivel. And the way she's able to incorporate his moves into things.
But so that's our job. So we have to make you look good. Yeah.
And same with me. Like there's certain things where he's like, your legs are not straight. So on this next dance, I'm giving you a specific solo where you got to bust those legs in front of the judges. And it's like, why are you revealing me? But he's like, no, this is something I want you to work on because you've got the potential, but you can snap it harder. And so you guys make us really work harder on ourselves, better than anybody else there is out there, because we have competition, we have a deadline, and you guys are professionals.
And it's a really good way to lose weight. I'll tell you that.
Because of the stress more than
it. Oh, my God. I have lost almost 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Total.
Really?
I started out.
Wait, first of all, I told you to stop losing weight because I'm just going to look like a beast next to you.
No, literally, like right before we started the rehearsals before the premiere, I was around 167.
Okay.
I'm at just around 147 now.
What? Wow.
Yeah. And look, and I
that's
eat,
like
I
me
eat
bloated.
Healthy and I eat crappy, but yeah, but you know what? Cheryl mentioned to me also something that's, it's an interesting theory, which is even when you're not moving, your brain is trying to retain information so quickly that it actually burns calories without you even moving.
You know, it's a proven fact that dancing is a stress reliever. It helps with anxiety. It's like, it's the best that you can do for mind, body, spirit, soul.
Because you forget everything else, right? You forget whatever you were worried about because you have to stay in the moment, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. We were on our way to the golf course. AJ had called Nick, his bandmate, right, to say, what should I expect? And then we were on the way to the golf course and Nick happened to call and he says to Nick, so what should I expect? He says, whatever you, however hard the work you think it is, multiply it by 100.
Would you agree?
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's true.
And at the same time, it is the best experience because you really challenge, you're your biggest competition, honestly.
Exactly. So, Jeannie, we're going to let you go. I know that you have to go probably to rehearsal or do something dance-related or your other 20,000 things that you're doing.
I haven't eaten all day today.
There you go. That's important.
I really want to lose.
Nice.
I want to go eat and like gain some muscle mass here. Right.
I'm going to go soak
in a love you so much.
Right
where now. Where can people find you?
Well, the most interactive place of my life is Instagram because I'm sitting there scrolling. So give me some positive things to stay in my algorithm. Go to @TheJeannieMai. I would love to hear what you guys think about this podcast. And tell me some stories too because I love connecting with other people on any subject here that we talked about. And then please do go check out Stopping Traffic. Documentary is out there. The second one, if you follow me on the gram, you'll find out when it launches in 2021.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
I love
Thank you
Jeannie. So much. Thank you for being an inspiration to me.
You're a superstar, babe.
You're awesome.
I'll see you guys on the dance floor.
See you on the dance floor.
Show and tell, show and tell.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, you guys, we are back. I want to thank our amazing guest, Miss Jeannie Mai. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Very impressive young lady.
For gracing us with your knowledge and with your independence and your strength. You are a outstanding woman in this community. So thank you. So we have an email. We have a question from a listener, from Nikki. And let's see. Nikki says, I'm curious, when the three of you were in the throes of your addictions, did you ever wake up to either a really crazy food delivery or found that you had gone to the Venetian's gift shop and spent $3,000 on decorative genie shoes?
Wait, I don't know about the genie shoes, but yes, with the food delivery. Absolutely.
That's, to me, that's back when things were still going well.
I mean, right. I never had the food delivery, but I did do something gross once. Before I lived in L.A., we were staying at the La Montrose Hotel, and we were in town doing the I think it was the third or fourth time we were doing the MTV movie or MTV Awards, and I was very hungover, and I woke up and I was just parched. I was so thirsty, and this is right around the time that they just started banning smoking in rooms. So I normally don't listen to that rule anyways, and I just pay the fine.
It's
stupid, but I do that. I just used a cup from the sink in the room to fill with water, and I put all my cigarette ashes
in
there.
So you drank your cigarette.
So I drank my cigarette ash tobacco butts, and it was disgusting, yes. But a topper for that, I went to bed, messed up, woke up in a different state. That's a pretty messed up
pretty
moment.
Messed up.
I woke up in freaking
you really
Atlanta.
Did not remember? So you didn't remember at all?
I don't know how I got to Atlanta, but obviously we took a flight.
I remember waking up at 7 a.m. in the middle of a beach in Santa Monica somewhere, not remembering.
Just by yourself?
It was raining with my friend.
So We know that's called the blackout, right?
Yeah.
That you...
I remember the cab ride, but it was a yellow cab.
You guys, I made it from Lyon, France, to Paris, took the Concorde to New York, stayed in New York one night, and then made it back to Malibu, and I don't know how I got there. How
that
crazy
sounds
is
amazing.
That?
I really want to take that trip, though.
I took the Concorde.
But you'd
want
to remember it, you know?
No, but you know what? The one story that you told me when I was living with you that I absolutely loved, because I've done something similar, and I don't know if you've done this before, Cheryl, but when you told me the story about you being in the bathroom and you were like having a full conversation and people kept coming in to check on you and talk to you, and then you're like, hey, I'm on the phone. Leave me alone. I'm on the phone. There was no phone. Yeah. He was talking with his thumb and his pinky.
Yeah.
And thought he was having a full phone conversation.
No. Just yeah. tripping.
And he's like, hey, shush. I'm on the
phone.
How
many days were you up, Renee?
No, you know, it wasn't from that. I had taken what I thought was one thing, but it turned out not to be the thing I thought it was. Because there's different types of, I guess, addicts, right? Some people like to go up. Some people like to go down, right? And then some people like to trip, like with hallucinogens. I hated hallucinogens. I absolutely hate it. I always Same. Like to feel in control.
Yes, Renee, me and you would have gotten along great.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is you said you like to go up. I like to go down with painkillers.
Yin and yang, though. Oh. You guys would have been great for each other.
I used to love to just sit on the sofa, take a painkiller.
Really?
Turn on like National Geographic and just melt into the sofa.
So kind of what you do now, but sober.
Interesting. I mean, basically. No. So, yes. Okay. See, I can't even smoke or I couldn't. I refuse to smoke weed. Like, I just don't like that feeling of being.
Neither did I
would physically vomit. I've tried marijuana three different times, and all three times
I vomited. It made me paranoid.
The problem is
I would smoke hungry, so there's no point.
Well, yeah. I would smoke a joint like you smoke cigarettes, so I would pull way too hard, and it would instantly make me sick. So I just said, you know what? This is just not for me.
If you guys want to talk about like a crazy scene, according to like Nikki's fan mail or whatever we're calling it. Mm-hmm. So I went into rehab in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I snuck my phone into the rehab, and then I called a place nearby, Harley Davidson. I bought a motorcycle, had it delivered to the rehab. While I was waiting for it to get delivered, they took us on the outing, and on the outing, I bought one of those like African type hats that have the rust dreads.
Yeah,
the dreads.
Right. So the bike got there. They told me I can't have a bike. What are you doing? You can't have a bike delivered to rehab. And then so they said, give us the keys. So I gave them one key. That night I drove off with my dreads and my Harley Davidson, checked into the Anasazi Hotel in Santa Fe, New Mexico. By then, I had already had drugs delivered to Santa Fe, New Mexico. I had weed. I had, you know, plenty of liquor.
My God.
I had painkillers. I had like a whole assortment of things. And I'm laying in bed. I'm laying in bed in my underwear with Rasta hat on, right? When my ex-wife comes walking in, they let her into my room, her and two friends of ours, and they look at me. I'm literally just in my underwear and this African hat and the dreads, and they didn't know whether to laugh or cry. They were doing both, kind of. They were kind of laughing at the sight.
It was a laugh eye. It was a laugh eye. Yeah.
But talk about, you know, I think back at that and I think
it makes me have a little anxiety when I think about those times, right? You know, a little
because
bit.
Because we're out of our mind.
I have to say it wasn't Chrishell last week, but it was the fact that she was at Koi. It literally reminded me of mine.
It takes you back, right? Yeah.
In like a bad way. Yeah. In a bad way.
But meaning, it wasn't her.
It was the situation and the environment. Exactly.
It kind of remember.
It makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. Me too. Thank God, you guys.
Remind me, Cheryl, next week to tell you about me getting in trouble with the Russian mob. We'll leave it at that, but I'll tell you the
Speaking
story
of Russian
week.
Mob, I also have a story about them, but yeah, be too sensitive.
On Thanksgiving in Europe with the Russian mob, but I'll tell that story next week.
Crazy.
No bueno.
Well, listen, guys, thank you guys all so much for tuning in for another week with us three pretty messed up folk.
And thanks again to Jeannie Mai. We love you.
And thank you guys for having this podcast. I really look forward to it. I don't know about you guys, because I know you're very busy, but like I told AJ, I just sit here in front of the microphone all week waiting.
He just waits. He's like...
That's why you look so good and stylish.
Yeah,
and like, I'm still figuring mine out, but I have to rhinestone it when
Congratulations
I have time.
On... moving to next week.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who voted, because we really would not
keep
be
voting.
Here
yes.
without you guys.
And thank you
especially
best,
next week.
The best partner a guy could ask for. I love you, babe.
Injured.
And subscribe.
Injured partner, yes.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
We would be very grateful.
And give us 5 stars, please. That'd be awesome.
And also comment below and let us know what you think.
Yes, we're dying. Yes. We're dying for that stuff.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.